Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I don't know if they make me a better cook, but I sure love the little gadgets I've accumulated through the years for the kitchen. And as the gift-giving season approaches, it would sure be good to have some ideas for the cooks on your list. Here to help us with that is Candace Page. She writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Good morning, Rick.
Why do you like giving or getting kitchen items as gifts?
For the same reason, actually. As a receiver of kitchen gifts, I love getting things that I would not buy for myself because they offend my Puritan sensibility that I shouldn't splurge on myself. As a giver of gifts, I love being able to do that for other people, and it's also a wonderful opportunity to patrol the aisles of Frog Hollow, the Vermont Craft Center, Vermont Farm Table, which is a wonderful store in downtown Burlington, as well as my favorite independent stores like in Burlington City Market or Healthy Living in South Burlington that specialize in Vermont gifts. And I should say that on my giving and getting list, I try to do all Vermont.
All right, so let's start suggesting some ideas. Any useful kitchen gifts?
Well, yes. And let me say again that since I am interested in buying Vermont products, Christmas is a time when I think I can spend more on an item. And if you're buying something made by a Vermont artisan, in fact, you are going to spend more probably than you would for something that you bought in a department store. So that being said, one of the things that I just love is a beautiful wood box made by Ironwood Designs down in Bristol. And inside the box is a steel insert with a top. So you have a compost box that you can actually display on your counter. These are going to cost you close to $200. That may be more than many people can spend. If we're spending less, you know, you can spend as little as $10 or $12 and get a miniature rolling pin that you would use for rolling out tortillas or chapatis at Vermont Farm Table made of a beautiful maple or tiger maple wood. So the range of what you can spend really runs the gamut. And as I say, Frog Hollow can be a wonderful place to enjoy yourself seeing the display of pottery and other kinds of kitchen tools, as well as doing some shopping. And my favorite this year, I think, is a painted metal peg rack made down in Chester, Vermont by Elise and Payne Junker. And across the top are a series of vegetables. You can get green onions or radishes or watermelon, and then there are pegs on which you could hang your kitchen towels. So I sort of have my eye on that.
All right, so you love Vermont things. Any maple ideas?
You know, maple syrup has been around longer than Vermont, but we seem to keep finding new ways to do things with it. So down at the Mad River Distillery in the Mad River Valley, they are aging their rum in wooden barrels. And when they empty the barrels, they ship them to Al Wood in Randolph, who has a sugar bush, and he ages some of his maple syrup in the rum barrel. And the result is a maple syrup with no alcohol in it, but with the slight overtones of rum. And this syrup, poured over ice cream, is a very wonderful adult dessert. But here's the best part. When the sugar maker finishes with the barrels, he sends them back to Mad River Distillery, which ages a new batch of rum in the barrel. So you now have maple barrel aged rum that has a slight undertone of maple, which is great, you know, for making a margarita or just sipping on the rocks. And if you really want to go all out, you could add to that a bottle of Rail Dog, which is a maple syrup distilled spirit. It's a cognac-like drink that I think is the perfect thing for after dinner or before dinner sipping.
I want all those right now. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing gifts for cooks. Candy, cooks love books. What do you suggest in that category?
One is from the Adamant Co-op down in central Vermont, a tiny little village with a tiny little co-op. That's the oldest food co-op in the country. And the cooks at the co-op and their members have put together a wonderful cookbook. Great recipes, but also excellent poetry and wonderful watercolors contributed by one of the members. So that's high on my list, as is a book called Maple by Katie Webster up in Jericho. And Katie is both a recipe developer and a mom and a sugar maker, a backyard sugar maker. So she's got all the bases covered. The recipes are delicious, but many of them are very practical, something that would not take you all day to make. And again, it's lavishly illustrated with maple photographs that will put you into sugar shock by themselves. And if I can mention one final book that's not a cookbook at all, but gardening guru Charlie Nardozzi has a new book called Foodscaping about how to integrate food plants into the landscape of your backyard. And it's both inspirational because of the beautiful photographs and incredibly useful because of his step-by-step instructions. And all I can say is he's already persuaded me to ask for blueberry bushes for Christmas because they have beautiful red foliage in the fall, in addition to having blueberries, and they will fit in your backyard. It's not like a huge apple tree.
Oh,
there
gorgeous.
You are.
What about fruit as a holiday gift?
Well, that's another one. You know, it used to be that if you said fruit in Vermont, you meant apples. And of course, there are some wonderful apple-based gifts. One of the things that I often give for Christmas is a bottle of ice cider. And of course, there are a number of Vermont makers now, Eden Ice Cider in West Charleston, Champlain Orchards down in Shoreham. And one that I love, the Hall Home Place in Isle of Mott, makes three or four different ice ciders. And they're sweet and alcoholic, but not too alcoholic. But when it comes to fruit, I'm also thinking blueberry bushes or perhaps a semi-dwarf or dwarf plum tree because I love plums. So Elmore Roots up in Lamoille County in Walcott is also a great source for gifts for people who love food and would like to grow some of their own.
All right. And how about some fun ideas that could serve as stocking stuffers?
One that I got in my stocking last year that I just love is a product called Bees Wrap, which is made down in Bristol. A woman, Sarah Cake, figured out a few years ago that she did not want to use plastic wrap anymore to cover her leftovers. She began to coat muslin cloth with beeswax and jojoba oil to make a reusable sealant for bowls. And I use it for wrapping sandwiches, covering bowls. It's just great. And again, Vermont-based.
Candace Page writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having me, Rick.